You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is April the 14th, and on this day in 1980, Judas Priest released their landmark album British Steel. It was their sixth studio album to date, but catapulted them to the very top of the heavy metal game, going platinum in the US and Canada, and peaking at number 4 on the UK album chart. The album contained the big hits Breaking the Law and Living After Midnight. And interestingly, on the very same day, Iron Maiden released their self-titled debut album too. There were a few Rock Hall inductions on this date, and we'll start in 2018 with the unusual induction of Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler refused to attend the ceremony, they had nobody to induct them, and they didn't perform either. Other acts inducted on that night were Bon Jovi, The Cars, The Moody Blues, and Nina Simone. And on this day in 2012, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, and The Faces were also inducted. And on the Faces topic, on this day in 1975, former Faces guitarist Ronnie Wood was announced as the replacement for Mick Taylor in the Rolling Stones. And on this day in 1963, the Beatles called into the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond to watch a new upstart group who were creating headlines. Yes, the Rolling Stones. This is apparently when the two bands first meet and hung out together. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on a guitar legend on his birthday. Yes, born on this day in 1945 is one of the true guitar greats, Ritchie Blackmore. As founding member of Deep Purple and Rainbow, he's responsible for some of the greatest rock guitar of all time. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Purple, although he didn't attend, in 2016, and you'll always find him near the top of these greatest guitar players of all time lists by the likes of Rolling Stone magazine and Guitar World as well. Now, I've interviewed a number of people who've played and worked with Ritchie over the years, so I'm going to play a short clip from episode 37 of Vintage Rock Pod, where I spoke with former Rainbow singer Doogie White, and here's what he has to say about working with the legend.
What do you remember of your time with Rainbow and with Ritchie?
I remember most of it. You know, we all tell our stories to make ourselves seem better, but I had a great time doing it. We spent a long time together. I mean, we spent 6 weeks in upstate New York, again in an old house with a mobile trucking thing. Just as a get to know, we switched bass players. We got rid of one guy and we brought Greg Smith in, and we played a lot of football because, you know, we did as much football as we did writing. But that was the last time I got to write like that. When you go into when you're all together, you can have breakfast and you can go in and you can start work. And you can go and have lunch and you can start work. You can go and play football, come back and do more work. And we did that for about 6 weeks. But only two of the songs from those sessions, maybe three actually, three from those sessions of the tunes that we wrote, made it to the album. One was Stand and Fight, which was the first song we wrote together. Black Masquerade, which changed lyrically and melodically, but the music remained the same. And another one called Silence. So that remained as well. But it was a fabulous time for me. It was my first time with my foot on the big monitor in my own spotlight. So, I mean, that's exciting for anybody. But it was a long time ago. I mean, I've covered many, many thousands and tens of thousands of miles since then. But I still look back on it very fondly because he was the guy who took the chance on me and introduced me to the wider rock fraternity. Now, that's not the first time he did that. You know, he did that with Coverdale. He took Coverdale from a trouser shop in Redcar. You know, he took other people from bands that weren't going anywhere. And what he does is he gives you a launch pad and just cuts you free when it's time for him to change. That's what he did. And it's up to you to make your own path after that, if you can. Some make it, some don't.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.